What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles podcast. We lit.
Episode 2.
Yeah, facts. Episode 2. Facts. And Pat already, you already know. If it's your host with the most, you already know. Day, you know what I'm saying? Look, the co-host here, Day.
Yo, what is it, man? It's your boy, Bob, in this case.
We got my guest host back. Tell them who you are.
Who? The same person last week.
Nigga, what's your name?
We don't know you, man. That's why I'm getting all the shit with that popper. Like niggas know you.
Everybody know me.
You look at Mulatto. You better respect
him. Look at Mulatto.
You better respect
him. Y'all crazy.
That's Pat. He back. You already know for the fact. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. You already know. First and foremost. So, you already know, we did the Hot Box Chronicles live, you know what I'm saying? We asked that $1 million question. How do everybody feel about Ice Cube talking to Donald Trump and Joe Biden? You feel me? You know, so you want to elaborate how you feel?
I don't deal with politics.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
But you know.
You hear about the Ice Cube thing?
I understand. Nope. I don't, but I do understand.
But don't trust
him. What he trying to do? You dig what I'm saying? Because for the longest, ain't nobody else spoke up. You dig what I'm saying? And he not saying he with this party or that party. Niggas like, saying, I don't care who win. Just do something for the niggas. That's all he really saying. You dig what I'm saying? So y'all can just chill with that. Trying to put him on one side of the fence when he's not on either side. You dig what I'm saying? But back to me, nigga, I don't deal with that shit. But hey, I understand what the man doing, and I respect it. You don't see Oprah doing it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to run the horse. She can give out a car, but she can't say help niggas. Hey, that's all I. Hey, that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it. I definitely respect it.
I respect Tyler Perry, his plays, and you know what I'm saying. But sometimes you gotta be a little higher than that, bro. You got a little bit more bread. You can speak to some of the elites that we talk about. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just them two. There's plenty more out there, but I'm good because, you know.
I don't even know. Who winning?
Who cares about that dumbass shit, man?
Who winning?
But, you said who winning?
Yeah, who winning? Joe.
The best criminal.
Well, they just debate right now. I don't think they...
The best criminal.
This nigga said the best corrupt. Yeah, you right. The best corrupted official.
Who can put on this show the best? That's what it boils down to. Who can put on the show the best?
Biden, the biggest dummy.
You know what I'm saying?
See, yeah. What's crazy about it?
You know.
I'm going to upload the clips, you know what I'm saying, what people were saying about what they felt about the whole Ice Cube thing. You know what I'm saying? We got some interesting people that said some interesting things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people wasn't for him doing that, you know what I'm saying, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I think there were like two people that said it was for him doing that, and the rest were like, nah. They're like, nah, you know what I'm saying? He don't speak for us. He speak for himself. You know what I'm saying? So that's something the most definite.
I understand that too, but to tap in on what somebody said the other day or yesterday. Start in your community. I even said this. Start with your community, bro. Mm-hmm. That's the way you can make the biggest impact.
Words from Danny.
Dig what I'm saying? You can start in a freaking hood, wherever you at.
Like I tell everybody, change starts with you. You feel me? Change starts with you.
Oh, you can have that little. I'm telling you. Hey, I'll let you know, boy. They'll help you out, my nigga. If they really about their hood like they say they are, and they want to take care of their hood.
But see, I don't think niggas want to do that because, you know what I'm saying, niggas, you know what's funny? You know, back in the days when they sold drugs, they sold heroin and all that, even though it was breaking down their neighborhood, they always was giving back.
Thanks.
Let me sell turkeys. Not sell turkeys. Let me give free turkeys out. They was doing stuff. Now these niggas
don't want
to do nothing for the hood. They don't buy ice cream no more for the block.
My question is, you want them to come, they going to work all week. Someone going to hustle all week, make their little piece of change and come see you. But you can't give them nothing back in return. You can't say
tax free.
In fact, you know, you see this nigga every day at the store hustling to get this little piece of change to come see you. But you can't. This nigga gonna bring. He gonna bring all that change to you.
Not even that point one or two.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna bring all that change to you. You can't get this nigga a dollar burger.
Ooh.
A bag of chips, my nigga. A drink. A bottle of water. You can't get
a sip.
Facts, nigga. You can't get water for all your drink. You'll look at the nigga sideways. Like, come on, bro.
Thanks.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I do want to touch on this topic since you're here. You know what I'm saying? You missed the first episode. And Pat needs some understanding. All
right.
And, you know, I can't wait till our guest, you know what I'm saying, our special guest, Riri, get here. You know what I'm saying? Because she asked the question. I'm going to put the question in here, what she asked. I'm a damn sure put it in here. Y'all going to hear what she asked. I'm going to put clips of, you know, what everybody felt. Like, you know what I'm saying, what they felt, you know, upon situation, the questions that we asked. But since you're here, explain to Pat what's, you know what I'm saying, what's wrong with saying, you know, what's wrong with the All Lives Matter aspect.
What you mean?
Because I explain how you feel. I want to speak for you. Explain how you feel.
You talking about the Black Lives Matter joint?
Yeah.
How do I feel about it?
No. Explain to him what's wrong with saying All Lives Matter. Okay, how you say, explain what you said. You said you feel what?
What was saying? You say you feel all lives matter?
No, he said he felt like saying Black Lives Matter just focus on Black lives.
Shit.
Say what you said, hell.
Yeah, come on. You right here, then speak.
Nah, I said, so what, if everybody lives matter, that's all lives matter. Black people, Black Lives Matter, that means they want to be separate from everybody. Right?
Nah.
So that's what I was saying.
All right, listen here. All right, bro, here it is. Now, this is how they're going to try to play you, though. I'm going to show you how to get past that. It's kicking it. All right. They're going to say, yes, sir, we understand that all lives matter. That's how they're going to kill all that. We understand that all lives matter. But just saying Black lives focus on this. No. At this point in time, hell yeah, we finna focus on this. Because right now, those are the niggas are the ones, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the oppression right now. So niggas gotta, hey, we gotta do something. What we gonna do? Just sit here and chill? No, we gonna do something. I promise you, you can yell at a child all day long. I guarantee you, eventually, he gonna get some balls and say something back. That little 2-3-4-year-old, he gonna get eventually gonna say something back. He might mumble some shit you don't understand, but he gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, that child gonna finally say something back, or they gonna swing or do something rebellious. You think that's just for anybody? You know what I'm saying? I can poke you all day. You can ignore for so long, and then you gonna snap. Nigga, stop poking me. You dig what I'm saying? That type of shit.
Yeah. Right now,
yeah, they understand, quote unquote, they understand all lives matter. But nah. Niggas right now, that's what we focusing on. Saving these niggas' lives right now. And when we can get that under control, then we'll focus on all lives matter. Back on that topic. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I don't rock with that Black Lives Matter shit because it's nothing but propaganda, bro. Niggas is getting paid off that little slogan. Like, it's not even real no more. If it was real, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? It would have been back with, you know, the Gen 6 type shit going on. That was Black Lives, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, it's plenty more. It's historical shit. I'm not going to get in detail like that. But yeah, it's just not happening right now. It's been going on, my nigga.
But I kicked it to Pat. I said, yo, so think about this. The Twin Towers fell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, people saying, do not forget, you know what I'm saying, and that the Twin Towers matter. I said, now, why nobody saying all the buildings matter? And the first thing they're going to say, because all the buildings didn't fall. You know what I'm saying? If you ask somebody, I'm pretty sure you ask white people.
I understand. I
like, yo, that. Son, why don't we say all the buildings matter? The first thing I say, first of all, only the Twin Towers fell, not all the buildings fell.
Exactly.
So you can't say all lives matter. If the black people fail, like, nigga,
until you get that shit under control.
You feel me? Until y'all niggas understand, like, yo, so we can't move together as a people, as a human race, to be honest. We can't move together as a human race, you know what I'm saying, without everybody. Nigga, how you going, feel me, say all lives matter?
You can't say human race, bro, because niggas not together. That you can say human race when niggas all at one.
Let me see that letter.
But right now, niggas not on the same accord.
I know, facts. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We first, you know what I'm saying, on some
business. It's always got to be somebody race. Yeah, somebody race or something got to be superior to the next nigga. Like,
remember that? Each race got to start with its own.
But yeah, that's how you going to have to kill all that, my nigga.
You feel me?
You did all that. I'm telling you, hey, spend the 24 with the next race. I don't give a fuck what you are. Spend it with a different race for a day.
Makes sense.
I'm telling you. I guarantee you'll see that. Damn. this nigga stay in Hollywood. Rich as fuck, we got the same problem a nigga in the hood got. How the fuck is that problem? Nigga, you got the money to pay for all your problems, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But like, nah, it really don't. You can't pay with them emotions, can't you? You know what I'm saying? That money can't fix emotions.
At all.
You dig what I'm saying?
A lot of people fail to realize money does not fix emotions.
That rich and
poor. Pop your shit, boy.
That rich and poor, boy. That line between rich and poor they be trying to put. Boy, that shit is dead, boy. Ain't no damn line. It's all the same.
What y'all?
But you know, to a closed mind or a blind person, you know, they not going.
You know what I'm saying?
But it starts. You got to break the cycle somewhere.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to end the slippery
slope. It takes one person with an open ear to like, oh, shit, they can, hey, boom.
You got to end the slippery
slope. It's a lot of people that want to be followers.
Hey, but you can't. It's just sometimes
for no reason
people just, it's what they've been taught. Generation, think about it though. Everybody can't say why they go to church. Why you go to church? Yeah, I've been going to church since I was young. Fact, I've been going to church since I was a baby.
See, I grew up in the church. Facts, that's a lie. I grew up in the church.
In fact, I didn't. You know. Why do you go to church? I always be in smile. No. Why do you go? Why did you choose this church? Or why did you choose that pastor today? You dig what I'm saying? You can't do that. My bad. Well, yeah. Niggas like, shit, nigga. Like, it just be that type of thing, bro. No, be different.
Makes sense. Damn, sure makes sense.
Niggas sell. But to kill all that Black Lives Matter shit, fuck you. Hey, if you try for white people, Spanish people, whoever, if you want to try for a day, go to your local spray tan shop.
Could you be white for a day?
Yes.
What would be the first thing you do if you'd be white for a day?
First thing I do, yeah. I'm going to get the retardest loan ever. I promise you, I'm going to do the whitest shit ever.
Let's do this. We invent you white man named Tom. Credit score 850.
Ooh, that's too low for Tom, nigga.
850?
Yeah, I'm Tom Oliver. I need a 980 or something.
I walk off the lot with anything.
No money down for the next 6 months.
I have my agent call you tomorrow. We'll wire you the money. You know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying?
No money down for the next 6 months.
I'm retarded with the dumb shit. But I also would like, you know what I'm saying? I would try. I would just, is it really that easy to be a white guy? Who knows?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Who?
You know what I'm saying? Hiella.
What did that
damn saying ain't easy being covered.
No, but like I said, try.
It ain't easy.
If you want to understand, try to at least get a inkling of understanding of being a black person. Go get you a spray tan. Go be whatever tone of brother you want
to
be.
Going right to Mac. Get that dark shade sand 93.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever.
Put that shit on thick. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever shade you want to be. Because it's all we got all colors.
Go to the nearest hair salon. Get you the curlies 22s. The Kanakalon.
Facts.
Put that shit on and walk on the street as a black woman. Try it.
Be the gangsters, nigga. The thuggest.
The first three niggas that called the gas outfit station and see her. Hey, sugar. Oh, my God. Kidnap.
Keep that shit all inside. I want you to keep all the emotions. When you get ass out of the way, I'll let you. Excuse me, lady.
Oh, my God. Stay away.
Yeah, there. Do that shit.
What the fuck is that?
And then for you, I said, you want to be a black guy? Hey, try to feel that. unwanted feeling. You okay? Somebody get you guys.
Hot box chronicles. Hot box chronicles.
Yeah. Calm down.
Breathe. It's gonna be alright. Breathe. It's gonna be alright. Don't be upset with it.
Crafty Creations on Facebook and Crafty Creations 5 _ on Instagram.
Facts.
I'm talking about the full makeover. I'm talking about put my hair in the little bun so they can put the little wig on with the white guy comb over type shit.
Facts, nigga.
Nigga, I'm doing all facts, that, nigga.
So I got to get the little comb over. If I gotta be a white guy for 24 hours, I'm getting that comb.
And guess what?
Comb over slick.
And I'm keeping my government name because it's not. Like, what?
I ain't gonna hold you. I be sitting there thinking like, son, white people ain't gotta copy us, nigga. Y'all got some shit that we think is fly. I ain't gonna hold you. That comb over shit, me? That shit is smooth as fuck. You get that little part, right? They get that little part with that swoop over there. I be like, yo, son, this nigga's fly. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga even tripping, bro.
So, babe, if you was white for 24 hours, you wouldn't get to come over like you just said.
Oh, like the little Irish nigga with the little... how they be having the little sharp-ass little...
You feel the Conor McGregor mustache? What?
Yes, like, nigga. That shit be fly shit, though.
You feel me? That's what I said. They be having fly shit. Like, nigga, you know, you ain't got a copy.
Niggas
be
jacking each other shit, though, bro.
Like, you know, that's natural, though.
Niggas be jacking each other shit.
They just jack too hard. Nigga, look. You got jacking hard.
You walk with that black swagger.
This nigga stupid. You know what I'm saying? The white boys walk by, it's my shit. I lock my doors. Click, click. Yo.
But I'm just saying, though, nigga, every race, you know what I'm saying? Every race got something they can give up.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Real shit, bro.
Yo. That's, this is what you get with the hot box car.
I'm fucking with it.
In the whip. With the podcast going, the smoke's going around.
You know.
What I'm saying? The truthful talk, baby. You're
it is. Hey, man.
And we got.
It is
like,
October, you know what I'm saying? We got to definitely do it. Not to cut you off, Pat.
We got like two more.
Breast cancer awareness, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my grandma, you know what I'm saying? She fighting. I let her going strong, you know what I'm saying? Keep fighting, baby.
Hey, shout out, grandma. I want to shout out my mom, dude. She'll hold you. Break cancer free. You dig what I'm saying? She whooped cancer ass. And for every other lady out there that's whooping cancer ass right now, keep fighting, man. We got
Fuck cancer. Y'all, we need to get together and jump cancer.
Real talk.
G shit.
But if you are fighting this shit, man,
I don't care. Let your family help you.
I don't care what they say. Get you some sunlight, bro. I know it sounds crazy. Will get you some sunlight and bury your feet in the ground. Get grounded, bro. You're going to heal yourself a lot faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for real. Change your diet. Let the meats go. You got to. You'll heal yourself. But don't know, I'm on my soapbox with that. Back to this Black Lives Matter shit. Yes, sir.
Let's pop your shit.
You know?
Thanks. I want to shout out Crafty Creations, you know what I'm saying, for definitely giving us a shout out. We're going to put her clip in and Mariah clip in here, you know what I'm saying. Definitely look at Crafty Creations on Instagram, you know what I'm saying. Get your glitter stuff going. You feel me? Excuse me. They go to blunt, so. So, y'all seen them sorry ass Falcons?
No.
Did you see how they just lost that game? Yeah.
Nah, son, I didn't know it was bro, stuff, bro.
These niggas was winning and lost in the last mere seconds.
They every game.
I don't play fast.
Literally, nigga, in the last mere seconds.
I can't say shit, bro. We got spanked today, boy.
To the Patriots?
Yeah, we got
out. Oh, yeah? That's all I want to ask you. You know what I'm saying? You're a Patriots fan. That, nobody want to get on sports like that, but I want to ask you this motherfucking question right here. I'm glad you brought it up. You're a Patriots fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now,
I think I already know.
Are you a Tom Brady fan? Like, are you watching the Buccaneers too?
I'm watching football. But
nah, that's not my question.
No, I'm serious, nigga.
Who
I'm,
your team?
I'm a Patriots fan.
So you didn't follow Tom?
No, did you not just say I'm a Patriots fan, nigga?
I'm just making sure your answer don't switch out. That's all I'm saying.
What the fuck are you talking about,
I'm trying to make sure your answer don't switch
up. No, nigga. No, I'm a Patriots fan. You dig what I'm saying? What I don't like about what the NFL is doing? Mm-hmm. This nigga's trying to rebuild the Patriots with the Tampa Bay Bucks, bro. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. First of all, you niggas not going to spend all that money on the line. That's what you're not going to do. Because if you did, he would have been having it. That's what you're not going to do. But you know, I ain't going to give out the game plan of what we do over here. Hey, guess what I heard, though?
What?
I don't know, but they said it's on ESPN, but you know, they lie too.
Mm-hmm. Facts. You heard everything, but, motherfucker. Lie. Come on, that box.
I heard that Cam Newton a little bench right now because niggas not doing.
Yeah, he did throw like four interceptions.
Bro, this nigga, like, Cam, bro, what's going on? Get at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? He comes down and holler at me. I ain't gonna put your business out there, but
he can't remember what it said on Matt. He can't read the plays. You know what I'm saying? They had to get a little. He trying to get used to the play. They got to put in their little keywords for him, remember?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I can't talk. You know, I'm a Giants fan. We need reconstruction all the way around.
But I understand. Look here, bro.
Oh, I said, Cam, we gotta have one on one, bro. If you when you listen to that, bro, come on, little nigga. We gonna chop it.
Oh, so you offensive coach of the year.
Man, what? Nigga, I do this.
Excuse me. I ain't coming at you, shit. I'm just saying. Hey, shit. Holla at my nigga. He offensive coach of the year.
Real shit.
My nigga, yo.
Like they used to have Gruden count off ESPN. Hey, come on over here to rock. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna show these guys. I'm gonna break it down to him. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you what I was taught. And it, hey, even to this day, even when I play Madden, I use it. And boy, it's killer. I swear to God, it kill him.
You didn't get no matter 20 minutes, nigga.
Hey, I will.
I'm just saying shit.
Sports, bro.
Cause something think about it. You know what's funny?
What's up?
I remember they used to say back in the day, yo, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, shout out, we official 90 babies.
Facts.
First and foremost, we 90s baby. Shout out to 90s baby era. You already know. Facts. Alright. Remember this line? You ain't gonna get paid playing the game.
Man, niggas are making millions playing
Sign,
the game now.
Playing
bro.
The game, B. Playing on fucking YouTube, playing a game, they're making millions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset. We was hindered from making millions.
I'm not upset, though. I got the experience outside, like, nigga.
Yeah, facts. I'm damn sure not getting up outside. Like,
facts, nigga.
I can't do this. Like, that's another. Like,
I got the experience outside.
Like, these kids don't play tag no more. Red light, green light.
Manhunt.
Double Dutch.
Boy.
Mother may I?
Man,
niggas don't even know. Down, baby, down the road. Nigga, stop.
Nigga,
they don't know about that.
What? Stop.
What?
Last time you seen some kid go to the park for hours, be gone all day.
Son, last time you seen kids run through a spring park, not even at no Six Flags, that regular park type
man,
shit, nigga.
Never, man. That shit been a minute.
Nigga, what? I don't think they build sprinklers at it. Nigga, when last time you seen a jungle gym?
Wow.
Official tissue jungle gym though. Last time you seen
the monkey
bars, the tire on the rope.
The monkey bars joint.
What?
Yeah.
You feel me? That's why I said something think about like times have changed so bad where the kids don't go outside. What is outside? Like you tell a child to go outside, you must be talking on YouTube.
Facts,
I can go outside on YouTube. I can just look up nature.
The niggas
just
been quarantining themselves.
Facts. But before they were doing this before. Facts, before.
Before
this.
The pandemic.
Facts. Cause I ain't gonna hold you. I was thinking about something the other day. I said, yo, this nigga Michael Jackson B, he was smart. He been wearing the mask before we was wearing the mask. Like, think
gloves
about
and all,
telling
man.
Me we need to work on getting black families together.
Man.
Like, think about it. So he been saying it. So now I said the problem with 2020 is Michael Jackson's not here to make a song for us and Kobe died.
Nah, it's not more, bro. It's
you know, so that's what made 20, no, that's what started 2020 off. That's what made 2020 just go to shit. MG shit. I feel like Michael Jackson was alive. He have a song for us, and the world would get his shit together.
So he make a song, everybody.
So every time he drop it, every time that nigga drop a song, everything gets better. Tell me I'm lying.
So we need
Earth song.
So we need 2020 to heal the world.
Facts. Every time he remade Hit the World, niggas got their shit together.
The
Earth song, when niggas really was getting soft with us, he dropped that they don't care about us. They got their shit in order. Then they started attacking, trying to come at him sideways, talking about he made Jew claims. Hey, I'm just saying, that's something.
He talking in that song? Hey, but yeah, he did. You know what I'm saying? When you hear the real version, he did say some shit.
Yeah, they said, nah, don't sleep on Mike. They said Mike was
real. First of all, how you gonna
They said Mike was a real nigga, said, yo.
He used that, what is the First Amendment? The freedom of speech shit. Hey, he used it in that shit.
Did you hear what he did to the Beatles?
Nigga, how you buy me when I'm working?
It's fine.
Like, nigga, so nah, how you buy nigga shit while you working with this nigga? The most, sir.
The utmost of disrespect.
Facts, nigga. I'm working right now. Hold up. Can we negotiate later? Over dinner? Drinking a beer or some shit? Like,
right.
He like, nah. That's all they worth? It's gonna be a day.
Hey, Paul. I know we're breaking everything.
Fuck the break, nigga. They was on the clock.
You feel like, I know we between sets, but
would you sell the Beatles?
Yeah, Mike. I'll sell the Beatles. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you how I would do it, too. Let me tell you. See, I'll do it like next day.
Hey, Paul.
Damn,
when we drop this song, just go ahead and cut half of that check back to me. What'd you mean, Mike?
That's crazy,
I just bought you,
though.
You wanted $60 million. I give you $64 million as a tip.
Yo.
Baby, you got to give back the $4 million, the extra $4 he gave you.
Thanks, nigga.
Like,
Mike was the GOAT, B. Put some respect on that
shit, man. Crazy, man. That's one industry I won't get involved with that dumbass shit.
You talking about the music industry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They say
nope.
That's the way out. You know what I'm saying? That.
My way out is my way out is way in.
You feel me?
I go on my journey within, sir.
Like, what gets me, I hate when they say the only way out is sports or acting or rapping when there's other outlets like being a doctor is a way out.
Boy, fly a kite with that dumbass shit.
You don't think so?
What you mean?
You don't think a doctor's a way out?
Yeah, nigga, you can be a police officer and make it out, nigga.
But you can't be a police officer in your own hood. That's not fair.
That is the lamest shit ever.
That's not fair. That play fair, nigga. Be a police officer. If you're going to be a police officer in your hood, you can't be knocking on niggas' door and getting niggas arrested just because you know they got the drug house. Like, that's fucked up.
No, nigga.
I wouldn't do it. We already had this conversation already.
Oh, look, the dead has awoken.
Get the fuck out of town, bro. That's some lame ass shit.
You cannot be a police in your own hood.
No, that's some bullshit. You went to high school with Tommy, and this nigga been selling weed since back then. You knew he had boulders.
You the sheriff. You just gonna knock on Tommy's door. Hey, yo, T-Man, I'm trying to become a motherfucking lieutenant over these niggas, B.
Facts. You gonna join the team. I know if I arrest you,
they'll go ahead and make me the mayor, B.
Facts,
so I need you. I need you to help me help you, nigga. I'm gonna take everything from you. You're gonna be all right, though. I'm gonna get you a nice cell. Like,
but
what?
I'm gonna get you back out. They're gonna be like, no.
You used to buy away from me. Yeah, before I went to
this is like, high school. Was talking about Johnny. Like, no.
You just graduated. Well, look, let's not get our.
I just graduated the academy.
Let's not ruffle
any
feathers. You know what I'm saying? You knew this time was coming.
Like, facts.
Like, what the fuck?
You knew that was gonna be an end day to your start. Like,
that's fucked up. Look, you can't do niggas like that, B. That's so unfair.
That's lame as shit, bro. And even if you do want to police your whole town, you better be the coolest motherfucker. You don't say shit to no one.
You gotta be set the tone. Like, nobody in your town should be getting attacked by police officers. That's how I feel. You feel me? Like, you gotta be setting the tone. You know
and
what
when
I'm
you got a new Rudy Poo ass niggas, you be on every call, like, the show.
But
now,
I say this, all right, boom. You pull a nigga over. More than 3 times, he round with 3 pounds every time you put him over. Do you take him to jail then?
What you mean, nigga? I ain't gonna be no cop, so I ain't gotta worry about it.
I'm just saying. you do gotta set a tone. You feel me? But it's like,
what do you mean, nigga? If you got a habitual offender, bro, you have to do your fucking job.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta.
Yeah, set like, come on, man. That's just dumb. Thank you, bro.
I graduated. Let me go ahead and get this promotion off the rip. Like,
yeah. Then this nigga's not paying.
I'm a cadet. I'm just trying to jump straight to lieutenant. Like, what?
Then this nigga ain't paying you. Ain't told you shit. You just happened to catch him 3 times separately. Nah, nigga. Come on, bro. No. No, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, the nigga gave you the heads up and then dropped you a little extra. You know what I'm saying? That's y'all business. I ain't got shit to do with that. But like I said, nigga, you done got caught 3, 4, 5 times randomly throughout 2 years. No, come on, bro. This man got to do his job one time. Like, come on.
And I believe that.
At least one time he got to do his job. Come on, bro.
I'm just being a whole man.
Like, come on. High school, you remember that, didn't you? You remember high school, right? College? Like, no, nigga. That shit don't keep flying like that. No. You remember middle school, that nigga's about to jump you, and I saved you, right? That's me. Like, no. My bad, bro. I be forgetting, like...
What the hell?
But nah, you can't do that. You gotta let this man eat too. Like, this nigga got bills. He can't just, hey, we see you stop this car 4 times and now nothing happened. Like, what's going on there? Now this nigga gotta answer to somebody else.
Facts. You're part of him.
Because
it's power.
You heard me? Because
he helped me be nice.
No, because you remember high school, right?
Yeah.
Remember that time out there in the field at the party? The bonfire? Uh-huh. High school prom? You remember the check I gave you? Dang. Like, come on, though. You can't do that, bro. That's foul. Like, nah.
Yo.
This man got to do his freaking job.
Facts, B. Facts. So, Pat.
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise is the call. Mm-hmm. What have you gathered from the All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter after what we just told you?
No, really, Malcolm.
Yeah. I don't even pay attention. I don't even pay attention to it.
I might.
Everybody gonna do what they gonna do.
But do you understand what we say? You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know what I'm saying? What we saying as far as the Black Lives Matter.
I understand. They feel like they're not getting enough. They're not getting treated as equally as most people. So they out there getting their ass whooped. And they don't like getting their ass whooped.
How you gonna be treated
You can't recreate history and think that you the second time around that you gonna successfully do something that didn't successfully happen fucking 40, 50 years ago.
Understand the 13th, 14th, and the 15th Amendment.
No, I'm talking about on the black side, not the white side.
Understand the 13th,
14th, I'm talking about they had doing the same thing. They had rioting and everything else. Didn't they just do that shit before?
But
they out here getting sprayed down with fucking hoses and running around with dogs and the rest of that shit. They going to turn around and do the same thing if these motherfuckers keep rioting.
Okay, no, my nigga. So
but see, the riot... he's not understanding.
Oh,
the rioting is needed, you know what I'm saying? Because how many marches do a nigga need to make?
I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
How many times do a nigga got to pick it and keep motherfucking talking before you set the tone?
But you got to also know, nigga, it's the art of war, too, nigga. When you come with riot come with money, right? You don't have enough funds to go to war with money, right?
Yeah, facts.
So, therefore, you hit them where it hurts, nigga. Yeah, you start in your community. You start with your community, and you see that your little home... I'm good. You see that your little homie got damn... For a sack, he got 7 years for a sack. Thanks. You get the motherfuckers out of there. So, yeah, that's when your voting comes for real. That's when your vote really matters. When you take them niggas and your locals out of there.
Facts.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to get Pat.
You get those out of there. Then you start working on the chain.
So, Pat, what I'm saying is the Black Lives Matter movement is a money movement. Because it was created by some random motherfucking guy that started this whole thing.
Never said
as far as Black Lives, period. Nah. Black Lives are being taken for no reason. Taken for no reason, you're right. And black people are being attacked. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
But for...
Nigga, you're black. You had black.
For every action, there's a reaction, no matter if it's right or wrong.
So how do you feel like that police brutality should stop against black people?
Once again, all the war.
If people learn more on gun control...
That has shit to do with it, bro.
Exactly.
They go in the wrong...
No, no, no.
They already ran in the wrong house. No. And you just start shooting people.
No, nigga.
I'm talking about police brutality. As far as they pulling black people over... Hey, let me see your license and just snatch that nigga out the car and some dumb shit. How do you feel we put an end to that?
I put it like this. Y'all remember when I used to be a firefighter and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That right there was the reason why I turned all my shit in and took my ass home. Because I'm not gonna put nobody's shit. Personal or shit out of there like that, but yeah. When I was a firefighter, that shit, I ain't wanna watch that shit no more.
I'll tell you
offline.
Nigga, you just went on a whole
tangent.
Thank you.
Okay, so my question to you is, do you understand what we're saying about Black Lives? Not the Black Lives Matter movement. Do we know that's a money movement?
Yeah,
we're talking about, what do you think white people need to do? What do you think needs to happen for black life, for people to take care of black lives, for them to take care of black lives?
Deal with white people?
Huh?
Deal with white people that think that it's okay to do whatever.
Are you talking about like just basically
He's trying to say I for I, bitch, there's nothing but a war, which causes money. Something that you do not have. Nigga, there's an art of war. You dig what I'm saying? So therefore, if I would like to do it, nigga, first I would like to get unity amongst me. So therefore, it's not just me going there. Nigga, now I got an army. You dig what I'm saying? Now we can strategize to get this shit together. You dig what I'm saying? Then you move accordingly. You dig what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You're like, nah, but... Once again, bro, it starts in the local, my nigga. If you really want to, like I said, I don't deal with that shit because I know it's bullshit, but it starts with the local, my nigga. Like I said, your little homie got 4.5, this nigga got 3 years. And nigga got probation. What? Bad. Oh, what? This nigga got a little half a black, nigga. You dig what I'm saying? Like, nah.
The facts, that's
so if you know it ain't right, nigga, that's when your vote really counts. Because why? You gonna see these niggas at your Walmart, grocery store, your little cousin gonna play baseball with the little nigga's son. Like, you gonna see these niggas. You gonna see these niggas everywhere.
You voting Pat?
So therefore, nigga, you would never sit to dinner table with a president or so none of his descendants.
So we know you're not voting.
Fuck no. Fuck no. I don't deal with politics, bro. That shit is a puppet master game, vote. Nigga. You dig what I'm saying?
He's a puppet master.
It is.
Don't worry, we got that clip from Lit. I'm about to I'm
everybody
up
has, bro, them niggas, they say they have their own agenda. No, nigga, they have an agenda they have to go by. That shit gets deep. It's way deep. Nah, bro. That's why I said whoever can put on the best show. Cause you dig what I'm saying? They
these niggas
win,
be up
bro.
Here looking like clowns. We sitting up there talking retarded. Yes. And what got me?
What got me? Number 45 showed y'all niggas.
Who?
Number 45. He showed y'all. You dig what I'm saying?
Number 45.
He showed y'all what was up. And still.
This nigga said number 45.
This nigga, he didn't answer any questions. He talked shit about everybody else. Everything. He did say something about himself. But then, hey, I'm sharing everybody else here too. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Nigga still won. So you telling me you niggas are that dumb?
They said this nigga got help from another country. It's still one. I said, son, how in the
and you
fuck?
Make, question.
Do you get that?
My question: who's out here doing this? That the voting by mail shit? Who's doing that? Who? That's
nah, I believe that's the stupidest
that's
thing.
That's got to be the dumbest.
First
shit
of all, that's
in
the
America.
Most dumbest shit ever. Like, because they be arresting people all the time who don't fucking deliver. A nigga just quit working at the mail place. Don't even call in. Just leave the mail in the truck behind
though.
The house and shit like that. And that's the most unshit. Do not say. No, do not send your votes through the mail. Take your shit. Ass to a ballot and vote if you're going to vote.
If it fuck up, nigga, you see it. They miscounting shit right there, and you know you pressing shit. And they saying they still don't count.
Not even that. You see right here in Georgia.
But yet, you want to send some shit, they got to go from here up there. And you really think he's going to make it? It got too many states to pass, bro. It got too much shit to get through.
They showed on the news in Georgia. No. Right here in Georgia, they had this man. They said it's illegal to vote twice.
Duh.
This man got on TV and said, yeah, a white man, I voted twice. The man said, do you know that's illegal? He said, yes, I do. Yeah. It carries 10 years of voting twice. Yes. They said, well, why did you do that? He said, to prove I can get away with it. Yeah, basically, I can get away with it. I was sitting there like, son, I don't believe in snitching or none of that shit. But so they're not going to arrest this nigga for sitting here telling on the news that he just committed a felony?
No.
Like, this nigga just said, it told on himself right in front of, son, Martha Stewart went to jail for not talking.
Okay.
This nigga told on himself. I said, son. Then he be doing what the niggas doing first 48. I'm like, son, they're not going to take this white man?
Bro, your favorite rapper just said it, bro. Either you take the stand or you going to be Bobby Smurda. Which one you going to be?
I'm Bobby Smurda.
All right, then. So shut it up. Let's cancel it. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm Bobby Smurda all the way.
Okay, then. Just
sex.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? Niggas not going to be out here like that, bro. Like, niggas, like, bro.
Shit.
That voting shit is for
get
the
get my money, damn. My Smurda damn.
You sit here telling
now.
Me.
Shit.
I'm right here voting. And you talking about this shit still fucking up. And you want me to mail some shit that got to go through me and shit, whoever else, before it get to you?
I seen a post on Facebook
that
says.
That's for the birds. Bro.
I seen a post on Facebook that was like, the hood before voting and the hood after voting. It was the same fucking picture.
Of course.
And it made me think. I ain't going to hold you. It made me fucking think.
Who's really going to, how you really going to get benefit in your hood, bro?
About voting. In your local government. That's what, but see, people don't focus on that like they focus on voting for the president. And that shit got me fucked up. And I'm like, nigga, I'm not understanding.
Your city council, bro. Go and I bet them niggas have, I guarantee you they have meetings every week that you don't hear shit about. But yet, you gonna see some shit growing. I bet you go outside, the niggas building something up the street from your house. Nigga, when they, what going on here? Oh yeah, they talked about that last Tuesday. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And now they finna build a whole road through your driveway. Like, nah, nigga, come on. I'm kind of, yeah, like, this stupid shit like that, bro. You gotta get involved, bro. You dig what I'm saying? For the ones that be in tune with that type of shit, bro, get involved, my nigga.
It makes sense, though. But, you know, I'm just wondering, I just want to let people know, like, do not send your goddamn vote in, B.
That gotta be the stupidest
do
shit.
Do not mail your shit in, B.
I thought that little pyramid scheme was the dumbest shit, but this got to be the dumbest shit.
Like, motherfucking nigga, what? Surprise.
This has got to be the dumbest shit
you
ever.
You be motherfucking surprised, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and apply for my absentee ballot. So, bro, they done got somebody's shit. Yo, that's fucked up. Yo, that's fucked up, bro.
Somebody just got repoed.
That's fucked up. I hate that shit, man. Then you gonna come in the middle of the night. That's fucked up. These niggas gotta go to work in the morning. Bro, that's foul.
No.
That's foul, but I understand you gotta do the job. But, you know, teach son, it's not my business.
Not even that, be like, son.
That's the shit, bro.
Like, it's a hard time right now, B.
Man, you gotta be a heart.
But what's crazy, you know, not on some G shit.
You gotta have a heart, though, bro. You got to.
Son, I ain't gonna hold you. I be paying my car note. I'm sitting there waiting for these niggas to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We know it's a COVID time, you know what I'm saying?
You crazy.
If you need a week, extra week, let us know or something. Them niggas want to be one nation on the same day.
Nigga, they still cutting our nigga utilities, bro.
Nigga, you already know.
That's foul, bro.
They said we couldn't evict y'all, but they ain't said we couldn't cut this motherfucker off.
We're going to have your bitches stinking, nigga. Like, come on, bro. That's foul, what? My nigga. I think everybody should hit the box. They hit your house, nigga, you hit the box on them.
Thanks, nigga.
Nah, I ain't finna condone that shit. I'm not gonna condone it. I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, hey, look, they live in another state. You know, that's different. You ain't got nothing to do with that,
dude. I ain't got nothing
to do with that. I'm here to tell you shit, nigga. Fuck that. Cut that box off. Fuck what they talking about. Shit, black people, you already know how we get down. Nigga, fuck what they talking about. We need our.
Freak it.
Nigga, what? Shit, these 10 acres in the music come with me turning these lights back on. Click. Fuck you talking about?
Rock race star right now, bitch. I get bills free. Fuck you talking about? I'm living for free.
Fuck that. As soon as that nigga leave, that 5 o'clock.
You said 48.
What time is it? It's 5 o'clock. They close. Hit that bitch. Click.
I want my 40 bills free.
Nigga.
Leave me the fuck
my restitution
alone.
Going to me clicking on this light back on. I just gotta wait till motherfucking 5 o'clock. Click.
This nigga said I gotta wait till 5 o'clock.
I remember those days, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I used to have days like that.
Hey, I respect that, nigga.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Nigga, it's real shit out here, man.
Get me started. But it's so damn something to think about.
It's just like, I don't know.
I said, damn, these people know it's hard, nigga. They talking about on TV how many people going on unemployment. And these businesses ain't cutting no nigga no slack.
Because they don't give a fuck. You know why? Because it's a fucking robot out here that can do the job. They don't have to care about nothing. They just hit the switch on this little robot, nigga, and he's gonna do this shit.
You wanna go on vacation? Go ahead. We got something to work while you're off.
Exactly, bro. that's where they at now. Dig what I'm saying? This is where you gotta play the game right here. Because right now, with this little unemployment shit, schemes, and these niggas doing out here, niggas is making more bread at home than they are at home. I mean, at work. So. I'm going to the house. Fuck that job.
You got people that's taking time investing in themselves. I ain't gonna hold you. You got a lot of people doing stock now. Exactly. I have seen a lot of people on Forex doing their thing. But like people starting to focus on themselves.
You got some money, man, and you gotta play with them.
Actually, it's damn sure something to think about.
Yeah, nigga, it's so much. Like, no, nigga. I know it's bad out there, but you gotta continue. If you have a job, continue to go. You dig what I'm saying? Protect yourself and go. For the simple fact, you gotta.
You know they ain't out here trying to help nobody.
Yeah,
right
you gotta beat them at their own game. No, it's not even. You, it, that,
yeah, I'm talking.
Is that they're not trying to help? And plus,
it's your survival right now.
You have to because that and it's a cyborg law, nigga. I'm telling you, nigga. This AI theory and cyborg law, nigga. They trying to do it, bro. This is the only way you can defeat that shit by fighting back. Mask up if you got a mask up. Nigga, I don't fuck with that mask shit. But mask up if you got a mask up.
Why you don't fuck with that mask?
Man, I'm not. If I get it, I get it. Don't. Fuck
shit, nigga. Wear that motherfucking mask and you out there. You be surprised. Nigga might sneeze and give you COVID 45.
This nigga, I got COVID 30.
Dude, he give you some wild shit.
You got swine.
That nigga cough your face melt because you inhaled.
You
nigga.
Got swine bolo. Corona, some shit like
swine bolo virus. Nigga.
Facts.
Swine bolo coronavirus.
You got some crazy shit, bro.
Swine bolo coronavirus, nigga. I'm just saying, this something to think about.
I
bro.
Respect that.
But think about it. Mike was wearing a mask for a minute. Niggas was clowning this man.
Man, the whole world wearing it, but no.
Facts. He knew what was up. He went to China, and China was like, look, no, look at your country just signed a deal with us. They going to let these drop on you every so often. Yeah. Nigga, like, what?
That shit, bro.
Remember, Michael was able to hide in other countries. That's why America was mad with this nigga.
But I understand, you know what I'm saying? Teach you something. But like I said, if you have to mask up and go to work, bro, do it, man. Make your bread, bro. Because why? They're gonna see that shit. The niggas are not going to work. I ain't gonna say niggas, but people are not going to work. And them little robots gonna take over. You dig what I'm saying? Then how the fuck is a human gonna, you know what I'm saying, compete with a robot? This nigga don't need no vacation time, sick time, none of that shit.
All that nigga, that's what I need.
You facts, nigga. A 30-minute oil up, and he's good for 4 years. You dig what I'm saying? Like, this nigga wire go bad 2 hours or how will he ready to go again, nigga? That's like, nah.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
You gotta think about that type of stuff, man. There's some sick-ass individuals out here. You dig what I'm saying? You gotta, man.
Most different.
For real, for real. Some sick-ass individuals, bro. In human form and spiritually, bro. You just have to protect yourself and live this crazy-ass matrix, bro. I'm being honest.
So I got a question for y'all.
I may have an answer, sir.
Would y'all rather have $50,000 mm-hmm. or $500,000 in pennies?
What?
Kind of dumb question is that, bro? All right,
I want everybody to listen to my question. Even my listeners listen to the question because I want to see y'all answer.
You said 50,000.
I want y'all answer with this shit. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say it again. Watch. Facts. I'm gonna say it again.
All right. That's what he said.
People listen. I'm gonna ask these niggas again. I want everybody's answer. Would you rather have $5,000? I mean, $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have $5,000 in pennies?
Nigga, you just changed up the question, bro. You said $500,000 in pennies.
Yo, yes, I meant to say $500,000 in pennies.
Why the fuck? That's $500,000, bro.
Son, on Facebook?
Why the fuck would I?
On Facebook, they say $50,000.
Yeah, who?
Son, I'm here.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I seen the post on Facebook. It said,
"Would
you?"
It said, like,
"What would you take? $50,000 or $500,000 in pennies?"
I'm going right to the bank, to the local corn store, and I'm gonna flood that bitch out. Hey, y'all gonna have to shit this down. I'm flooding this one out. It's gonna count every penny, bro. I'm flooding this guy.
Yo.
And you might well go and open the vault to get me my money, goddamn. I promise you. And I'm getting all low bills too. I'm gonna make them mad. I don't want no hundreds. No hundreds.
Sir, it's 8:30. We're about to close. Bitch, you better sit your ass down away.
Matter of fact, start counting money. I know what's in here.
Yeah, thanks. I know it's 500,000 in pennies.
I'm counting them. Yeah, come on.
Right, I seen that. I died.
Well, who would be the dumb man to say 50,000?
You'd be surprised, bitch.
No, they weren't good in arithmetic.
So,
it'd be
the littlest thing that just throw
math out. 98 out there. They ain't even making a math 101. Math 98.
Math 98.
Business math. They ain't even get to see none of that algebra. None of that.
Alright, so I got a question.
What's up?
Do y'all feel once somebody stink, there's no coming back from that?
What?
If somebody, so say if you know somebody, right? Say if you talking to a chick, right? This for both of y'all. Say if you talking to a chick and she stink. In your mind, is there a coming back from that? Like, can she save herself or do you always know she think she stink? Or if it's a man, if you know a dude, you know, say that nigga stink. And then, you know what I'm saying, the next day you like, shit, he probably, babe, he ain't gonna stink no more. Do you think he's gonna stink or, like, is there a comeback from stink? Like, once you stink, in my mind, you always stink? Like, you feel me?
I don't know, bro.
Is there a comeback from stink?
You gotta get that BO time to get back neutral.
It's too acidic.
Facts, nigga.
But would you help him out? Would you help him get the shit cleaned up and then?
Yeah, I would. But
help him get the shit cleaned up and then judge him if that shit stink again. Like, motherfucker, I just gave you the shit to clean up. And you used it one time.
Hey, that shit, I had to do that though one time.
What?
Roommate at, you know what I'm saying, Jail Corps. Yeah, this nigga took X baths, bro.
X baths?
Yeah, this nigga, every day.
Oh, he take what they call a French bath.
Hell no, nigga, he just hop up every day, go right in his closet, put his trade clothes on. If he didn't sleep in it, take that bottle of X and just...
Yeah, that's what they call. That's how they say. That's what they call French bath.
Oh shit, I ain't know. I call it X bath.
But you don't wash. You just straight cologne perfume it.
I'm looking like, yo, my nigga, like, but you sweat, boy. You on this? Hey, you on the same side of the?
I couldn't even do that shit in the military, bro.
You on the same side we of go, the center with me? Where is construction shit over here? I know you sweating every day, nigga. I'm sweating every day. I know you are.
It's hot. It's hot here for everybody.
Guys, you on the construction side with me? I know you sweating. And just to hop in your bed, and okay, sir, have fun with it. But you wanna know why I said this nigga feet, his old lady was bad as fuck. That's the crazy shit. I'm looking like, boy, she might not smell you. She got to. Like,
boy, I know your family smells you before you walked out that door. Didn't tell you.
Why? Honestly, you know what I'm saying. I told him one day he came in the room. You know what I'm saying. It was just me and him in the room. I had, you know. Hey, I ain't gonna say your name, but hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? You gotta tighten up a little bit, bro. What you talking about, Rasta? Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
told him what it was. He was like, okay, my man, I don't like my son. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, bro, ain't no disrespect, bro. Just keep it tight up, bro. We'll be straight. Like, everything is cool.
Disrespect, nigga? For you stinking, nigga, tell you fucking stink. You stink.
It ain't different. He said, he's sorry for disrespecting me. And I'm looking like, nah, I'm good, my nigga. Just, I don't want, I know if I do smell it, somebody else doing, they just not gonna tell you, bro. You dig what I'm saying? They wanna talk about you. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with to talk about shit. That shit's so elementary. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Yeah. But next time, I'm not gonna be a polite. I'm like, hey, bro, you gotta hit the shower, my nigga. So, like, I'm just gonna have to tell you. Shit, I would want somebody to do that shit to me, nigga, if I stink every damn day. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, Pat.
What?
If 2020 was a liquor, what would it be?
Shit.
What?
Huh?
What?
Sake?
No, sake not bad. I like sake.
What you crazy for? Sake used to Everclear. Golden grain.
Damn.
Mix, nigga. Like, come
that
on.
That bitch is sake mix for Everclear and Golden Grain, nigga. That's a volcano shot.
Yeah, there you go. Nigga, it's been crazy.
I'm about to say Taco Bell.
Ooh, that chicken ain't dead.
2020 probably.
I gotta say that. That shit. Yeah,
probably some. You mix. You know what? So you know what soju is?
Yeah,
I know soju. Yeah. You know what I want to try? Tiger Bomb.
No, I'm good on all that dumbass shit, bro. Oh, hey, my days.
No, I ain't trying to get drunk. I just want to try it. Drink chance we have to pop it. Nor be having that shit popping. I can hold you.
That's hey, bro, I asked. Shout out to Nori. That yeah, place yeah. Uptown.
I asked him.
I seen that shit on the wall. The soju, I seen shit hanging, sitting on the little shelf.
No, I'm not fucking
shit, they won't. They won't sell none of that.
I bet they won't sell none of that. Mm-hmm. Nah,
so y'all know who the new Versus is, right? Well, who's going against each other in the new Versus, right?
I said Tip and Jeezy.
Who you got? Who you got? The King of the Snowman. Mm.
Ha ha! Chill, nigga. You got the A.
It's the king, pimp. It's the king, homie. That nigga be killing me.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because both of them, I used to rock the both of them hard, bro.
Bro, who you got?
I don't know, nigga. I can't do that.
Who you got? I want to hear that bullshit-ass excuse, nigga. Who you got?
Let me see, bro. I used to rock the both of them so hard, bro. Like,
before you answer that, let's cut into our commercial.
Okay, let me put it to you like this. Do I think Ice Cube's a sellout? No, I don't think Ice Cube's a sellout. I think Ice Cube is doing what Ice Cube can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to do something, right? But here's my point. I don't think any celebrity should have any type of leadership in politics. That's my issue, right? Because celebrity culture is not healthy. I mean, politicians are not healthy. I really feel like politicians are just celebrities who can make laws. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think any celebrity, Jay-Z, Puff Diddy, Ice Cube, Beyonce, should be making no type of leadership strides or any. That's not, it's not, no, no, right? Because like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's think about it. Donald Trump became president. These niggas was in bed with him. These niggas was bad with him. These niggas was. Oh, that's my homie. That's my friend. That's my partner. Now all of a sudden, now get Donald Trump out. Now all of a sudden, y'all mad. Now all of a sudden, y'all pissed. Like, you know, keep it a bit. Keep it on it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely fact.
That's how I feel. I mean, it's great. It's great that he's trying, because there's a lot of motherfuckers who aren't. So I give him kudos for that. But what I think is, we shouldn't be looking to no celebrities for leadership. What we should do is find leaders in our own community and go that way. Go that route. Look for organizations that are actually making change in our community already and go that route. You understand what I'm saying? Organizations like Black Hammer, they're already out on the ground giving PPE, trying to make their own city, trying to build a whole city for us. You get what I'm saying? That's what we need. We don't need somebody to be like, Massa, can we come join y'all a little party? We need somebody to taking it back. That's what we need. A lot of people, I feel like this is our problem, and this is a humanity problem, not just a Black problem or a white problem, but every time I speak about our and us, I'm talking about Black folks. I don't really care about everybody else, right? Everybody has this problem, but this is our problem, right? We wait for somebody else to make a move that we know we should be making, right? If you know you should be making these moves in your own community, despite what these fucking politicians say, but despite what these presidents say, these puppets, whatever, you go out and be the change that you want to see in your community and move from there. Stop waiting for somebody to save you. Stop waiting for somebody to speak up for you. Period. I don't care if they're going to meet on your behalf with the president, the fucking king of England. I don't give a fuck about none of that. They don't care about you. If they cared about you, they wouldn't be hoarding all the wealth that they're hoarding. You understand what I'm saying? And giving to a few charities here and there ain't doing shit. I'm sorry. It's not doing shit. You got niggas making $39 million a day. And you got niggas out here begging for food. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't want any celebrities speaking for me. I don't. I want somebody who's actually going to be doing something and changing the fucking system. Ain't no reform in the system. Stop trying to ask Massa for scraps. You own this shit. You are the table. Get the fuck up. Stop asking for a seat at the table when you are the table. All you got to do is stand the fuck up. That's how I feel, right?
That's what the hot box chronicles about.
I mean, listen, that's how I feel though. I like big up the Cube and whatever, you know, great. But that no. Nah. Like, stop trying to reform the system. A system like, even with this whole voting shit, like, what y'all don't understand is when the Constitution was created, when America was created, Black people were property. We were not considered men. We were not considered women. We were not considered equal. We were not considered any of that shit. So when they put that shit in the Constitution, all men were created free and, oh, your vote means something. No, they weren't thinking about our Black asses. Okay? We were property. Okay? So you trying to, like, really... Right.
Yes, we back. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the Hot Box Chronicles. You know what I'm saying?
What to do?
Ba-dum-psh.
You stupid.
Jeez. Ba-dum-psh. Hit him with the ba-dum-psh. Yeah, you're back there, brother. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Had to get it, man. Some...
Where you make it?
Had to get it, man. Butyrock.
I dropped his mic and everything.
Alright,
tap on it. You said you had a tap on it?
Yeah. Make sure it works.
That's some good mics, boy. They hit everything. Your stomach grab might hit it. Good mics.
They gonna be like, hey.
Right, you know, we stepping up, though, because we didn't even have mics at first. We were just talking the phone.
Man, a little
hit. At first, you know, we couldn't get on Anchor and shit, remember? I told you we were too explicit. You know what I'm saying? We coming up slowly but surely. You know, we got mics now. New car. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't in the link in the world.
Being explicit,
they
just being
ourselves,
man.
You know how they do.
And I'm just saying, bro, if you once again, they came to Sippy for who we are and what the fuck we want. Nah, I just can't.
Nah, what Birdman said? I'm just gonna, they don't love you. Fuck them.
Fuck
them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me, bro. I'm not gonna. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be me regardless. You dig what I'm saying?
Facts. But now people definitely out there fuck with this, and I thank y'all. You know,
and
what
I respect and I thank all y'all there fucking with the Hot Box Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know.
Shout out to our sponsor, Crafty Creations.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out Ryan, most definitely. I'll put the links in, you know what I'm saying? The Crafty Creations on Instagram. Make sure you check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I wonder if they can hear me eating.
Huh? This fat ass, I think they eat another butter.
Hungry ass.
Thank you.
You know what Pat put me in my
bring your mic down, so.
Bro. They hear me eating.
Yeah,
nigga,
what the fuck?
Bro, your
fat ass.
DC, bro, when he be on 85 South, that nigga always be smacking on something, bro. He be munching, bro. I'm like, that nigga gotta be geek, bro. He be munching, bro. Nigga was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no shots now. I'm like, bro, I know he be smoking good. This nigga be munching.
Well, so, you know, Pat, we be thank you for serving our country, but jeez.
Man, I know
we're going to break Pat in into the...
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, that's the slowest I've ever been able to eat food, boy. Talking about the military. I love this shit.
We're going to get you right on the podcast, you know, talking in the mics. We know you're new to it. We're going to get you true to it, though. Trust it.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more special guests out here, man.
Facts. We're going to have special guests, different people on, different topics, better equipment coming soon, all types of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Slowly but surely, we know.
Why this year is going crazy? Hey, look, we going crazy too. That's some good way.
Facts, most definitely.
And we're gonna stay protected. Y'all rock out, man.
Getting that blizzy rolled up.
Yeah, y'all. This ain't my shit, bro.
Roll that shit up, Stanley. What's wrong with you?
Shit, give me back.
Nigga, see on the slippy in a hot box car.
Nigga, they don't play me like that.
We're Randy Arnett to RKO this nigga.
Do not play me like that.
Where did Randy Orton at? The Viper.
Speaking of Randy Orton, bro, I don't be with that wrestling shit, but that shit has been tripping me out lately, bro. I've been watching these pay-per-views, nigga.
What shit? What happened? Tell me. Nigga,
fuck that. It's not even. I know we got wrestling fans out there. I can't even.
Facts. There's another podcast that's following us called Off the Top Rope that they were wrestling.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Shout out, bro. I respect that.
Right,
yeah, I don't really dig that, bro. But I know this little Uso and Roman Reigns battle they got going on. Bro, you need to stop that shit. They need to stop that shit, bro. I'm looking like.
So, Roman Reigns and Usos?
Yeah, bro. Him and Jimmy had a battle. As a matter of fact, I want to say tonight, matter of fact, they had a pay per view tonight. I didn't even watch it, but yeah. They supposed to be having a little I Quit battle, bro. They supposed to be beefing, like. Nigga, this
so he's gonna have an awkward battle with this bitch.
Yeah, like the family regime type shit, bro. Like, yeah, if you don't quit or if you quit, you out the family type shit. Yeah, like it's on some cool shit. I'm looking like,
but Vince know how to make somebody family.
Facts, bro. Facts, and I respect.
Vince will make your family into a
whole that boy know how. Hey, he not he do some show beer. He may be fucked up, but right. Hey, man, he do some fucking show beer.
Like, I ain't gonna hold y'all. Watch an interview with The Rock, and The Rock said that he owns his name, The Rock.
Yeah.
John Cena is John Cena's real name. He said Vince owns it. So whatever he get paid for movies, Vince get a percentage of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that? How do you feel about that? Like
you the one that got he the one that got muscle, nigga. You can't I ain't feeling sorry for him. What are you talking about, nigga?
I ain't saying he got muscle. You know, what if he just wanted to do that?
Bro, you got muscle.
Okay,
bro.
He said, why not pay the man who so put you on?
Why you gonna sell your name?
But listen, he said,
why you gonna sell the only thing that you have?
No, because that's the name he chose when he was wrestling. Now, he chose a different name.
You got me fucked up, bro. Why am I gonna sell my name?
You know.
Stupid. I will brand my name.
All right, so for instance, The Rock would have let Vince, you know what I'm saying, keep the name, own the name The Rock.
We would never hear about The Rock says nothing or The Rock smells nothing. When he left wrestling, we would have heard about Dwayne Johnson. That's it. Because he's gonna dead The Rock, so that man would never get paid unless he sells.
But I'm saying, but you know, what if John Cena, you know, and Vince cool like that, where he like, yo, you my man, you know what I'm saying?
You got me. Nigga wasn't cool at first. Before I came in this, he went in that goddamn training boot. He went in that training center with me. 60, man, he sweating like hell. No.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, man.
He didn't go out there. Out there hurting my damn self.
But he let you in his business.
And?
He was hiring, nigga. You needed me.
In fact, you do need me. Because if I don't show up to work, how you get paid? Think about that.
Well, shit, you know what I'm saying? What's the first thing motherfucker tell you when they in that position?
Niggas trying to
take. You can be replaced.
Go for it.
I'm just saying.
Go for it. Yeah, you might follow those motherfuckers, but who's going to perform like me? Are you going to keep those same ratings?
You're right.
Exactly. Are you going to keep those same...
Because even the NBA ratings dropped this year.
But think about it. If I average, say, 50, 100,000 fans, that's on the low end. Mm. On a bad night, nigga. On a pandemic...
150,000 come to see me.
Yeah, that's on a pandemic night.
They ain't here to see you, Otis.
Facts, nigga. Facts, nigga. They here to see you.
They here to see you, Otis.
Ain't nobody there to see Vince. Them niggas there to see every other entertainment in up. You dig what I'm saying?
But now don't stop. We hear that.
No chance, cause that's what they nigga, you gotta play with.
He hit that wall. Niggas be screaming. They be screaming for your boy.
You gotta play smart for your boss, nigga. You gotta be stupid, boy.
Now the fans be going crazy. Vince walk out there.
Exactly. But you know, you had wrestlers that didn't give a fuck about Vince.
It's a Stone Cold.
And that's the number one nigga. Nigga, I'm gonna kill him.
Even if they was playing that shit was fake, Stone Cold utilized the shit out of that.
Nigga, that's a rebel, bro. He's a rebel, bro.
I fucks with Stone Cold.
That nigga's a rebel.
Steve Austin. Jeez, shit. Firing up that L. Yes, sir.
No, you a whole little spliffy. A whole little, I don't even know. I couldn't even think of no bullshit there, man.
The backyard buggy.
It's that old way.
Nah, let me just stop playing with these niggas. That's that gas. So, Pat, what question do you got? You know what I'm saying? You've been mighty quiet today, you know what I'm saying? Last time you had a lot to say. You know what I'm saying? So, what question you got? What you wanted to say, bro?
Mm-hmm. I'm high.
You said who?
I'm high.
He said, we know that.
Yeah.
He said he high, bro.
He said he high and he tired. I know you high. You done lost a good percent of oxygen out your body. About to kill you goddamn self. Jeez, shit. So,
what's up?
That's that late night. Ding!
You bugging.
That's that late night ping. Ping. That random ping. Just that ping.
Oh, I know what it is. It ain't that crazy.
No, I'm just saying, I ain't saying that's not crazy. You know, I'm just saying, you know, they be that one just random ping in late. Everybody get that one ping in late night. It just ding. And then the opposite spouse be like, I'm looking like, niggas a quarter after 12. Who pinging you? Jeez, shit.
Everybody, man.
Huh?
Everybody.
I got two.
That's something I don't even be tripping off of in a relationship.
What?
Motherfuckers phone going off and shit. Like, okay, and?
No, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nothing to worry about, then you know you got to worry about
it. Okay, if I did, that's what I'm worried about. I'm not going to worry about it.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I said to say this. The bitch coming home late. She pulling up 3 in the morning and shit.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
She got hickeys on her neck and shit.
Okay, so just know when you get that same energy, don't say a bitch ain't 30 minutes. Don't say nothing.
You gonna be sitting, you gonna wake up at midnight, you gonna be looking at, oh, this bitch got a hickey on my
go to sleep,
neck.
Bitch. Go to sleep.
Okay, I'm about to go right to work and get Rhonda to suck my motherfucking dick. That's how he's
trying to be faithful to this.
Oh, this bitch got a hickey. Word. Shit, I got some of this bitch, bro. Nah, you went to sleep feeling good. I know I'm about to get my neck sucked tomorrow by Rhonda. This bitch.
Oh, lunch break. Up. I know it. She said
I got
she
got something for this bitch.
Then she said she can get it.
Is that a hickey on your neck, Bob?
Nah. First of all, bitch, is that a hickey on your neck?
Man,
see, everybody hickeyed up. Shit, I want to join the hickey club.
Facts, nigga. I missed the memo. What's up? Everybody said the memo's around the check. Nigga, no. What's up? What's going on?
I think it's how I missed the memo.
I missed, hey, y'all must have got to put me in the group message. So, I started my own.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Check you off my buddy list, bitch.
Yo.
You getting a virus.
Here you go, brother.
There you go. You in your computer.
But no, that's like, man, I don't be starting like, nah, man, that's a... I don't know, bro. I don't be starting a whole lot of shit, no. Now that I'm older, bro. Now back in the day, niggas be like, bro, I don't want to do this, man, but now,
You get wise. They say you get wiser or you get older?
Man, nigga, I wise though quick. By the time I hit by 16, well, I wouldn't start none of that shit. Like,
we gonna be 30 soon, bitch.
Just know. When I give you that same energy, don't say nothing.
Nothing.
Not Nathan.
Guess ain't nothing to me.
I wanna hear another nail. No word.
Sat my fat black ass down.
Facts, bro.
It did nothing.
Facts. I'm telling you. It's just, but still, even like I said, bro, that shit does not bother me. Because at the end of the day, a person's going to do what they want to do, what they want to do.
So I got a question, a crazy question. Off topic question.
I may have a crazy answer.
Facts, baby. So,
look. This Agnes question.
$2 million. You suck at Oprah Big Toe?
What?
You suck at Oprah Big Toe for $2 million. What you doing?
Yeah.
The Big Toe?
Yeah. It's just pocket change to her.
I'm flipping that. I don't know, but I asked you that because I know you don't like feet. So you just say you a sucker bitch toe.
Yeah, I don't like feet either, bitch. But
that's what I'm saying. I know you don't like feet, but you say you a sucker bitch toe.
Yeah, that's a sacrifice, nigga. That's a business transaction, nigga. That ain't got shit to do with this. No,
she done hit the block. You sucking the toe?
Man, like I said, that pocket change. She gonna blow that shit on some earrings. She might go get me. Business transaction, nigga.
I open. Move your motherfucker. Hey, your hand and shit. Just give it to
her. Look here. Go home and tell your old lady or your mama, your daddy, whoever. Bro, I said missed out on $2 million. What the hell? How the fuck you miss out?
Son,
I ain't even saw Oprah told me nothing I had to do with that.
Son, you fuck around and walk in your house and
tell
your
facts, mama. Nigga, you gonna get jabbed out.
I turned down $50 million. What you mean you turned down $50 million? They told me if I wanted $50 million, I had to come slap you. You didn't motherfucking slap me? Mm. Come here so I can slap your stupid ass. Nigga, that's the shit.
Like, yeah.
That's the shit right there. That'll fuck you up.
It's the kicker. It's always a twist. When it's shit like that, man, you just gotta know how to play the game. I ain't gonna give it out, but.
What?
Just say if you say you had to smack your mom for that much.
So I'm walking dead in there and I'm smack my mom.
No, nigga, I'll play around it too. I ain't even gonna hit her hard. I'm just.
Nah, B.
I'm just gonna.
I'm walking up
in there. I ain't even gonna give it that full pop. I'm just gonna lay it up, though, to show you that I did it.
Son, I'm walking in the house. I'm knocking my mom's door. She opened the door. She's like, what's up, baby? I'm like, hey, mom, how you doing? I'm like, yo, $50 million, smack.
I ain't telling you shit.
$50 million, be smack. Here, take a hand.
I'm just going to play around like we playing, dude.
You can smack me 2 years from now.
I'm
going
to ease off in it. Boom.
How about this? I'll make you a better deal. You got 25 million. I'll give you an extra million if you forget about slap.
I ain't about no bread. She's just going to be like, boy, where the fuck did money come from?
Oh, you trying to get shot.
No, I ain't. I'm telling you.
I'm
a movie and that's so smooth. You dig what I'm saying? I know I'm going to get fucked up. But I'm going to do it so smooth. I ain't even going to, you know what I'm saying? Most niggas going to try. Oh, yeah. Try that. Mom,
she give you, she give you an option. Nigga, yeah. She going to mollywop you or she going to cave your chest in. What you taking?
Oh, I'll take the chest. She ain't going to hit my face.
Yeah, I'll take the kid to chest in. But still, I'm giving you $25 million, you know what I'm saying, for the slap.
Let that ride. Fuck who? Nigga, I don't play that play. No, nigga, ain't nobody putting their hand in my face. I don't give a fuck.
So you wouldn't let motherfucker smack you for
who?
$25 million?
But you want to die?
$25 million?
You want to die?
$25 million, you wouldn't let that person smack you?
You want to die?
Son.
You gonna let $25 million kill you?
Nigga.
You want to go.
Richest motherfucker in the world walk up to you right now.
You're not going to make it, bro.
$25 million, he like, yo, let me just smack you one time for $25 million. You ain't going to let the nigga smack you.
No, bitch. You gonna die. I'm you gonna die. Shit. Here you go, sir.
I might have to let that nigga smack me, catch the chicken, man. Smack that nigga back.
You crazy, bitch. You gonna die, bro. I'm not playing, bro. Nobody knows.
$25 million.
Nobody put their hand in my face, bro. Real talk. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Nigga, on some real ass shit, all the fights I've been in my life, nigga, I can been counting. I've been hitting my face twice. One by a fucking little, a tote, a top of a tote, you know, little plastic tote shits. One by one of them shits.
To my little tote man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the top of one of them shits.
Yeah.
And then, I ain't never got hit in my face.
Oh, and then, no, then goddamn, I really squared out with nigga. And nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga had it right up all the way. And he swung and it went right over the top. And nigga grazed my eyebrow. I'm like, oh, no, this nigga hit me for real. And yeah, I had to keep that right up, nigga. Just,
feel me, shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, and adjust, nigga. Oh, okay, that one slipped in.
The only two times in my life.
I gotta block that.
That's the only two times in my life I ever been hit in my face by fighting, bro.
Because to be spit on and be smacked is the two lowest things as a man that can be done to you.
Bitch, you spit on me, you gonna die. I'm gonna hang you.
$25 million, though.
I'm hanging you, bro. I'm not playing, bro. You're not playing in my face, bro. I don't care about none of that shit. I don't care, bro. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. These, no, that's the same one. They robbed the same car, bro. They foul.
Robert, they got another car. No, so that's the same one,
bro. That's the same one.
That nigga riding the night, boy. He snatched them bitches.
Trying to get that quota.
Damn. EJ. I feel bad. Like, yo, these businesses. Yo, to the businesses out there that be listening, stop doing these people like that, man. Cut these people some slack. You know what I'm saying? It's hard out here. They can't make no money right now.
Crazy shit is, bro. They got to do their job. Then they going to be in the same predicament. That's the only fucked up thing. Thanks to this fucking matrix we live in, bro.
But these businesses got the money to cover that shit. They know they do. Mm-hmm. They don't hit for the PPP.
Nigga, you crazy fuck. Cause what they always say, I do it for you. I got to do it for you.
Nigga, I know Love and Hip Hop niggas was hitting the PPP for millions. I know these businesses were tearing it up.
Nigga. It's NFL players in that bitch. Everybody's in that. That's on me, bro. Well, yeah, it's...
Yo, so that shit crazy. Something to think about, bitch. Yeah. Definitely something to fucking think about.
I just... Nah, bro. Can't do that shit, bro.
So how we ending it tonight? You wasn't here for the first episode. You know what I'm saying? So how we ending it tonight? Let's see what you got.
Let me see. I don't know. Come back to me. Nah, I'm just kidding, man. How we gonna end this tonight? Read you something every day. Something that's gonna expand your mind and get you some outdoor time. And just, you know, listen to nature. Get you some me time, as I call it. Find your inner peace. Smoke. And with that being said, I'm out of here. We can have a talk to these guys.
Thanks. We get the snaps, nigga. You know, we have a clap with a hot box crack. We snap. What you got, Pat? What you got on?
Just smoke and meditate.
That's what you sure need to do, too. You already know it's peace and love and black love as always for me.
Hell yeah.
Respect. Y'all take it easy out there, man.
No, y'all be easy. Peace and love.
Love y'all.
I'm going to sleep.
Curfew.